True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You looking forward to that Michael movie?
Yeah.
Seeing his little nephew there playing him?
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
It looks like it's going to be pretty good. There's some parts where it's scary, and then there's parts where you can tell it's not him. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Thanksgiving morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of it.
And happy, of course, Thanksgiving.
Well, that's what I just said. I left the happy part out.
Yeah, but I want people to be happy. It's Thanksgiving.
We want everybody always to be happy.
Very much.
We want them that on St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
Which, if they're not, they eventually end up
They'll get their happy.
Listen, man, I'm going to actually let you do the introductions here. I'm looking forward to getting more on this story. This has been something that folks locally here have been hearing about, and this situation that happened last week. And so let's start gathering information. And who better to do that from than the AD?
Right.
at Gainesville, man. Let's bring – and by the way, for the last few minutes – and I've never heard this before. My partner has been making elephant sounds. He's been trying to make the red elephant sound. I don't know why, but it's kind of creepy.
No, man.
Because you don't sound like no elephant. it's creepy. So go ahead. You talk to Adam and let me.
We do. First of all, good morning. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, man. Happy Thanksgiving, Adam.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. This is Adam Lindsay. This is the athletic director of Gainesville High School, and much has been made about the football program, about an incident last Friday, and then a lot of legal things that took place, and now we have a football game that's not going to be played. But this is Thanksgiving week, and only a select few teams get to practice during Thanksgiving week and get to practice on Thanksgiving Day. And tell me about it. You guys have a tradition at Gainesville, and this morning you're going to observe your tradition, right?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Absolutely. We are always a morning program. We practice in the morning, you know, all year long. But for us, being able to get up on Thanksgiving morning is obviously a little bit special because you earned the right to have that practice on Thanksgiving morning. So it's awesome feeling here this morning. I guess it's awesome, but obviously mixed. I mean, I was just standing out in the lobby and our kids are filing in. They'll go in and have a team meeting, then go in the weight room, have a lift, and then they'll finish up with a walkthrough out on the practice field this morning. So what an honor it is to have earned the right to practice on Thanksgiving Day. Just wish that the circumstances were a little bit better right now.
Adam, take a second and talk about your team. Talk about this, the makeup of this team, the character of these kids, and how you feel about them today.
Well, it's funny you ask about the character of our kids. I was telling my wife last Friday night when we were down in Brunswick. Typically, when you make a trip, that's, 6 hours away and you got to spend the night in a hotel room, you're taking charter buses, you're driving all over the place, getting meals, and you're just completely out of your routine. You as an athletic director, will sometimes worry about how your kids are going to handle those kind of trips. You have to put special precautions in line whenever you're staying in hotels and just making sure kids are doing things the right way, acting the right way, making good decisions. And I told my wife, I said, like, for the first time ever, like, this team is so connected, so united. Their decisions are just in the right place. Their mind is right. Like, I, for the first time as an athletic director, did not worry about anything because I knew these kids are great kids. They're great character. They're locked in on what the mission was. It's one of the greatest things about this team right now is that they're so connected with each other. And they're all just, pushing the boat in the right direction.
Yeah, spending time at the hotline on this Thanksgiving morning with Adam Lindsay. He's the athletic director at Gainesville High School. Of course, the Red Elephants are due to play Langston Hughes at some point. We're going to get into that in just a minute. And they are social. If you want to follow them, they're at @RedElephant_FB, @RedElephant_FB, if you want to keep up with all things going on as far as Gainesville football. You talked about that trip. Where were you last Friday night? Where did you watch the game from?
I was on the sideline. I've missed one football game in 15 years being an athletic director, and that was only because my daughter was playing in her college volleyball conference tournament. I was right there on the sideline. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Yeah. And thoughts about what you were seeing, because I think a lot of people said, didn't people see this coming? Didn't people see things can get chippy? And what could have been done to alleviate? Is there anything the officials could have done? Is there anything the assistant coaches could have done? Because for people who don't know, there is a box on the sideline that the team and the coaches are supposed to stay on. There's this fictional character we love to talk about called the get back coach. I mean, and we always say every school has one. And some schools do actually have a semi-retired coach or somebody who's always reminding players, stay behind the line, stay behind, stay behind the line. I think if there's any question that I might have, it would be about that. And I think across the state, people will become more conscious of that because of what you guys are going through.
Sure. So, obviously, we have many coaches that are responsible for doing that. But for us, it started, the week before the game, as the coaches were watching film, they noticed exactly, how, Brunswick kind of handled themselves, pushing, shoving, punching, running their mouth after plays, all that kind of stuff. And that conversation started way early last week. I was at halftime with the team, and I heard coach tell them, like, hey, pay attention. Like, these guys are getting chippy. We've got to use our heads. Turn around, walk away, put your hands up, don't get involved. We have more to lose than they do. Like, all those conversations were happening. But at the end of the day, when you see your brother, and we preach brotherhood around here, we preach family, and as I talk about how connected these kids are, when you're sitting there watching from across the field, your brother stand there, get his helmet ripped off, get punched. Another one gets his helmet ripped off and gets punched. And then a 285-pound, 6'8 lineman comes running 40 yards and spears your brother. And all those guys are doing is standing there with their hands up. I just don't even know what you're supposed to do, because at the end of the day, nobody's protecting them. And according to the GHSA, they're not allowed to protect themselves. They're not allowed to defend themselves. And there was an official right there. You asked about the officials. That's kind of one of my biggest concerns is the official. And I would never ask an official to break up a fight, but I would ask them to be proactive to prevent one. It is my opinion that if the official, whenever that first kid grabbed his helmet and ripped it off, the official had stepped between them, I think we're done, and you and I aren't talking this morning. Or if that had happened after the second one, or you know, but it, when you watch the video, which is very clear, the official throws the flag and starts backing away. Well, that to me is allowing some of those things to happen that that proactive officiating could have prevented. I'll go back to even further in the game, that player that that speared our player. He was throwing punches all night long. There was one instance where we returned a interception for a touchdown, and when you watch the film, that player is standing in an end zone, throws three punches at one of our players while our player has their hands up. And so when you talk about character of our kids and you talk about the what we could have done, I don't know what else we could have done, because at the end of the day, I think our players handled that absolutely as best they could. They had their hands up, backing away, and you know, at some point you get backed up against the wall, you have to be able to defend yourself. And would we have loved all of our kids to stay on the sideline? Yes. Do we have a fight plan? Yes. But at the end of the day, we have 80 kids on the sideline and 10 coaches. You can do the math. We can't stop all of them. You know, and our kids love each other, and we expect them to protect each other.
Ooh boy, this is Thanksgiving morning. This energy,
and we're getting ready to go out and practice.
And he's
right?
getting ready to go out. He won't run through a wall. Listen to this. This is the Gainesville Athletic Director Adam Lindsay joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Well, if I were listening to you closely, we can hear how you feel about the governing body of high school sports right now. But my question is this: instead of going backwards, moving forward, you know there's going to be a game against these guys.
Yeah.
In the discussions, has there been new protocols been introduced? So safety, the right people get involved that are supposed to, whatever it is, have those discussions started, and what changes would you like to see or additions to future matchups?
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, whenever, you know, in our appeal, what we asked was, can we please, like, we understand the rule, okay, and support the rule when it is enforced with common sense. I think at some point somebody has to sit down, watch the film, and say, okay, what did this kid do? Did him stepping on the field have any effect on anything? Did that kid step on the field and grab somebody and pull him off the field? Did that kid step on the field and just stand there and watch? Did that kid, was he an aggressor? And I think those are three different things that happened, last Friday night. And I think they have to be addressed individually, as opposed to just saying, well, you stepped on the field, you're ejected, which I want to remind everybody is not a rule. In the GHSA Constitution, it does not say if you step on the field, you are ejected. It says if you step on the field, your school will receive a fine. The GHSA goes back and determines, you know, what penalties would go along with that. And that's been kind of our argument from the very beginning. I think that you have to look at the situation and say, hey, this was not provoked by Gainesville. This was not caused by Gainesville. So we maybe shouldn't penalize them as much as Brunswick was getting penalized. And I have to point out, I give all the credit in the world to the Brunswick administration, the Glenn County athletic director. They have been awesome. They have accepted, they have come out and said, we take full responsibility. We take full accountability. This was caused by our players. And they have been supportive of us, saying that there should be no penalties levied against Gainesville. And I will always argue, if you've got the other school saying that we are not at fault, why are you holding us at fault? It's madness at this point. But I do think at the end of the day, you have to have a common sense approach to things, and rules are never black and white. Even when it comes to what we've kind of likened it to is, you know, we're all administrators. We all deal with things in the building.
Right.
You know, if a kid is bullying a kid and provoking a kid and, you know, walks up to him and starts beating him up, we would never expect that kid to sit there and just take it. I mean, how would you feel if that was your son or your brother or, you know, your daughter or your sister? You know, we naturally go to protect those that we love. And that's exactly what happened. We none of us would ever expect anybody to sit there and watch somebody get pummeled and do nothing about it. I just think in the end of the day, there just has to be some common sense. And the stance from the GHSA is solely of you stepped on the field, we're going to eject you. Again, remind you, that is not an actual rule.
One more thing before we let you go, because we're up against the clock here. And I know Coach Niblett's going to tweet the whistle here, and you guys got to go out and get busy here in a minute. But right now, the game is postponed. We don't know when it's going to happen because GHSA has shut the game down for time being. They're going to have to come back and appeal and try to work something out to get this game played. You know, right now, all players are back reinstated. Is there a number, is there a figure that they could work with that would allow this game to go forward for, as far as you guys are concerned? Is it all or nothing?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we offered from the very beginning, hey, let's come in and sit down, let's watch the film together and have a conversation about it. And we offered that from the very beginning, and they were adamant, no, that's not necessary. I mean, that's what I'd like to do, because I think at the end of the day, we could sit down and get this figured out. But, you know, their stance now, and again, surprised that, you know, when I got the email at 6 o'clock last night saying they had postponed the game, never in a million years would I thought that would have happened. You know, just wasn't expecting that. And, you know, now they've gone from affecting us to now they're affecting Langston Hughes and very possibly affecting, you know, the schedule for the rest of the playoffs. Because I don't know when they're gonna get an appeals meeting. I don't think they do either. So it's just put a lot in limbo that was just absolutely unnecessary.
Yeah, fantastic. We'd rather have things settled on the field rather than dealing with judges and lawyers and courtrooms.
It seems like a kind of a open and shut case there, especially if the other side said, "Yeah, we did it. My fault."
Yeah, and they're ineligible for postseason next year.
Brunswick is ineligible
for postseason next year.
Yeah. Well, and that's part of our argument is, you know, Brunswick got handed down, you know, very similar, you know, penalties we did, but they're suspended. Those kids are suspended for the first game of the season next year. If that's what we had to do, yes, sign me up right now. We'll go be suspended for the first game of next year, but the penalty of us or them being suspended for the first game of next year and us being suspended for the quarterfinals of the state playoffs, vastly different penalties. I would argue that we're getting a more similar penalty than they are, even though they're banned from the playoffs for next year. I mean, those are just not equitable in our opinion.
All right.
I believe the phrase is to be continued.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, meanwhile, enjoy practice today. And have a happy Thanksgiving as possible while you're getting this
done.
Yeah,
don't let this spoil the turkey and the mac and cheese.
And we thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
Absolutely.
And look forward to seeing you guys on the field. We're going to play this game at some point, so we're looking forward to it.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Right.
That is Adam Lindsay, the athletic director for Gainesville,
right? This is going to be I'm looking forward to seeing how this plays out.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long.
Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.